It's the Mornings with Ed show, and one of the best things about being part of this program is you get to meet talented people from everywhere that you've never seen before. This is one of those occasions for me. I'd never met this gentleman. He's from San Francisco. He's a pretty decent singer, songwriter, if anything, man. I'm telling you, the sound check was just blazing. I like him a lot. You're going to like him a lot. We're going to hear a couple of songs from him and have a little talk with him. First song out of the gate is called All That I Want. Laguna Beach, please welcome from our Julie Lawton studios in the beautiful city of Laguna Beach, this is Peter Saputo. That I want. His name is Peter Saputo. He's from San Francisco. We are glad to have him in studio today. We're going to hear another new Peter Saputo song. This one is called Why Can't I Say No? Live from our Julie Lawton studios, this is Peter Saputo.
Pushing me out, wanting me back, and letting me down. place to feel me close. I know where this goes. Lying in bed, thinking of all you.
His name is Peter Saputo. That song was Why Can't I Say No? And we're going to have Peter here in studio. Come on in. Let's have a conversation. And in the walk on over, I want you to hear something else of Peter's. This one's called Lie to You. That's our guest this morning, Peter Saputo from San Francisco. Just some great music there. Welcome, Peter.
How's it going, guys?
It's pretty good, man. We're having a good morning so far. What a great opening session.
Thank you.
Early in the morning, man.
Super early.
And you were even here. You were here at like 7:15, and you made sure you were super early.
Yeah.
was that specifically to work out your vocal cords?
A little bit. I ended up getting at like 5. Right. Because I sing in the morning is, you know, lovely. But
right. I'm going to ask you about each of these individual songs because each of them struck me a different way, man. Tell me about that song, Lie to You. What went into the writing behind that?
So that song, this is the first time it's ever been played anywhere, actually.
I love hearing that, man. It's never been heard anywhere else.
It comes out on Friday next week, and I'm super excited about it. I kind of wrote that song a long time ago. Within this year, but it was kind of just written as a song where it's kind of about this like uncertainty of like whether this like friendship is a relationship or not. And it was kind of this idea that I had, and I was like, oh, this is like, this could be something. So right. I kind of wrote like this whole thing, all the verses and everything. And then the chorus came about where it was like, you know, I'll find, you know, right. It hurts sometimes. Right. No, I'm not fine. It hurts sometimes, right? And the kind of idea behind it is like so many of us are just like, we just don't admit it. And you don't admit that you're not okay. And you don't admit like your feelings. Right. And so what ends up happening is you kind of lock it up. And the longer you wait, the more it hurts. So it's kind of like, this song is kind of just a very direct, like, very vulnerable kind of a song. So right. I mean, I think it's very... I hope it's very sad sounding, but I tried to make it as sad as I could.
You nailed it. I think you nailed it, man. You achieved your objective. Now, were you guilty of that at one point?
I think we all are.
Okay.
Yeah, all of us. All right. All of us are. So. Yeah. All right.
And how long have you been playing? I understand that you actually picked up a guitar the first time at like 7.
Yeah. Oh. So I was like 7. my parents had bought me a guitar, and gave it to me from like an early birthday present, and. Right. We had some like family friends who knew how to play, and they kind of showed me how to play, and I kind of never stopped playing. It wasn't only until like the last like 2-ish years that I had started singing.
Right.
I actually always hated singing.
I hated singing.
But now it's kind of like what I do, and it's like, okay, like still have to figure it out, but you know.
Right. So you wanted to just play only at first. Did you have to take voice lessons or anything like that? Because you have a beautiful voice. It's a magnificent instrument.
Yeah, no, I've never taken any vocal lessons. I kind of just sung.
Just sing.
And I was like, at first, it definitely did not sound great. It was really, really bad. My whole family can attest. But I mean, over time, you just get better at singing the more you sing. So it's kind of just grinding it out every day. But you know, it's good. It's good fun. And kind of all the music is, it's just a very, you know, nice way to kind of, you know, represent what your kind of music is about based off of like, you know, your vocal melodies and everything. Right. So it's been cool being able to like write them and like actually sing them. So,
your feelings come out very strongly in all of these songs.
Good.
We're going to talk about the other two in just a couple of seconds.
Good.
when you're performing in front of a group, when you're performing in front of a crowd, is it easy to convey those feelings?
Dude, honestly, like, I don't know. You guys kind of have to tell me that because when I'm playing up on stage, I'm kind of in my own world.
Right.
You know, no matter the size of the venue, even if it's just some really small, intimate kind of thing, I'm just kind of in my own head when I'm playing. So it's kind of up to everybody else to decide. I hope it kind of does because I feel like it can make some people cry.
You had Lisa in tears here, man.
Amazing.
She had to step out of here.
Good, then I'm doing my job. Good, awesome.
the first song that you played for us was called All That I Want. Tell me about that song.
So that song was actually like kind of a joke when we had wrote it with the lyrics.
Okay.
It was kind of just this like, I came up with the chorus melody, which was like super groovy.
Right.
And I was writing on it for literally like 30 seconds. And my sister yelled at me to shut up because she was trying to sleep. And so I was like, okay, I put it aside. And we had like a rehearsal the next day with my buddies because we were about to play a show. And I was like, hey, I kind of wrote this idea. Let's like mess around with it. And we kind of literally did like super quickly. We kind of wrote the entire song.
Right.
And we played it at the show that night. And it was like this thing where we were like, you know, these lyrics suck, but we'll change them later.
Right.
Everybody loved the song. And I was like, okay, you know, maybe we could do something with it. And this was kind of also at the time where we weren't set on like, oh, music is kind of what we want to do, like we want to just release music and you know, go for it.
Right.
It wasn't until Why Can't I Say No started taking off that we were like, oh, this is like, maybe it could be something. So All That I Want though is kind of just like, lyrically, it's so freaking cheesy. It's so cheesy that I was like, I can't do this. Like the rest of my songs are sad and emotional. And this is just like, the cheesiest thing ever. And right. But you know, we decided to release it anyway because everybody liked it so much.
Watch it take off like Safety Dance with Men Without Hats or something. Dude, man. Watch it just be one of those, man. You just can't stop. You can't hear it enough. Speaking, if you're just joining us, we have Peter Saputo in studio. He's from San Francisco. And by the way, August 2nd, he's got a show with the Brick and Mortar in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Great little club, man. I love that spot.
Dude, I'm so excited.
Is it your first time there?
It's my first time. I've been there before supporting other local bands, but I'm super stoked to actually be playing there and, you know, let alone headlining. Right. And I have some really awesome buddies who are opening for me. So it's going to be like such a sick night. I'm really excited.
That's very cool. We got a lot of listeners up in San Francisco, man. So yeah, if you're listening right now, August 2nd at the Brick and Mortar, Peter Saputo. And if you're missing any portion of this, you can go to the KX93.5 website. You pop down the podcast page. It's the Mornings with Ed podcast page. And you'll hear this entire conversation and his live performance. The second song, and I want to ask you this before you go, why can't I say no? That's the one that hit me. Why can't I say no?
Dude,
tell me about that, man.
So that song is just the idea of like, it doesn't even have to be a relationship. It can be a friendship or any sort of thing where you're just being pulled in and pushed out. Right. And anytime you give in, they kind of disappear about it. Right. And it sucks. I mean, it happens all the time with literally friendships or relationships or whatever. Right. But that song was just kind of like, that was actually the first song that I'd written that I was like, oh, this is actually kind of good.
Right.
Because the rest of my stuff, I was like, it's whatever. But this was like, oh, maybe this can like be something. And like, it took me months to actually put the song together because I had wrote the lyrics only because I had forgot my guitar when we had gone on this like school senior trip.
Right.
And so I just wrote the lyrics and me and my buddies kind of like looked at it and everything. We're like, oh, this could maybe be something. And then months later, I finally wrote the melody after like 10 different, you know, revisions and everything. And then we produced the song and it ended up being this like rocky song. We were like, this is taking away from the lyrics that I thought were good.
Right.
So like, you know, we kind of stripped it back and just kept it very acoustic sounding. And you know, I had some good buddies working on it with me, so it ended up being like the raddest thing. I'm so, so happy about how it turned out still, you know.
Thinking about forgetting your guitar more often?
But dude, honestly, like the thing that's weird too is because everybody kind of got the idea that I was like a singer first, right, when I'm definitely a guitar player first. Like I'm a musician before anything else.
Right.
And piano, like for that song, it's just so simple. It's just chords, you know?
Right.
And so it kind of, I felt like it took from myself as like a musician, but then I realized that it kind of helped me kind of build, you know, the structure of what my music is going to be. So,
right.
So that song definitely helped with a lot, and I'm stoked about how it turned out, and you know, people cried to it. So
right, yeah. It's good. It's good. That's
the line you draw. It's
the line.
Tears.
It's like, are
tears
people going to cry? I hope so, you know, but yeah, no.
It's all right. Well, I'll tell you what, Peter, man, I'm excited. I'm excited to hear all of your stuff. I really am, man. Awesome. You came in here and you just blew us away, man. Some good stuff there.
Thanks, dude.
Last question, and I'll let you go here pretty soon. Your confidence. You seem really, really confident once that mic is on, man. There's just boom. Mm-hmm. Where was the line? When did you get that confidence, especially in the voice that you said you weren't a singer as a young
dude? Dude, so it's crazy. I actually grew up playing in churches and worship bands,
right,
and kind of just, you know, playing with other people who are all kind of there for the same thing kind of gives you this just natural kind of confidence when you're on stage, and you kind of realize, oh, if I make a mistake, it's just a mistake. Like you move on from it and kind of don't pay attention to it. So it's kind of like, if I mess up, whatever, you know, you just move on. So it's kind of like over the years, cause I'd been playing, you know, in bands since I was like 12. So, just over the years, it just kind of builds up to the point where you're like, you know, it's just this kind of really freeing thing to do. So just kind of have fun with it. So,
right on.
Yeah.
Where can we find you? Where can our listeners find you online?
You guys can find me on Instagram. That's my main source of social media. It's just PJ Saputo.
Okay.
Saputo. I post most of my stuff about there for shows and everything. And then I'm also on Spotify and Apple Music and iTunes and, you know.
And when are they going to be able to hear Lie to You?
Lie to You will be out next Friday on the 26th.
All right.
I'm super excited.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to a lifetime of listening to you now, man.
Thank
Fantastic.
You. Thank
this is Peter Saputo from San Francisco. He's got a show August 2nd at the Brick and Mortar, one of our favorite places in San Francisco. And again, if you've missed any portion of this, go to the KX93.5 website, pull down the Mornings with Ed podcast, and check it out. Peter, thanks for coming in today.
Absolutely.
All right, man.